ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 1 verse 32, the Supreme Lord is equal to everyone. Katamo api na vena syat panchanam purusham prati kasmat kenap upadhyena mana krishne niveshayet katamo pina vena syat panchanam purusham prati tasmat kenap upayena mana krishna niveshayet katamo pina vena syat panchanam purusham prati kasmat kenap upayena mana krishna niveshayet katamo pina vena syat panchanam purusham prati tasmat kenap upayena mana krishna niveshayet katamo pina vena syat panchanam purusham prati tasmat kenap upayena mana krishna niveshayet katamo pina vena syat panchanam purusham prati tasmat kenap upayena katamopina vena syat panchanam purusham prati tasmat kenap upayena mana krishna niveshayet Maharaji's?
There's nobody.
Kasmatapi anyone. Na not. Vena the atheistic king Vena. Syat would adopt. Panchanam, of the five previously mentioned, Purusham, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Prati, in regard to, Tasmat, therefore, Kenapi, by any, Upayena, means mana, the mind, krishne, in krishna, niveshayet, one should fix. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Sri Srimad A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Somehow or other, one must consider the form of Krishna very seriously. Then by one of the five different processes mentioned above, one can return home back to Godhead. Atheists like King Vena, however, being unable to think of Krishna's form in any of these five ways, cannot attain salvation. Therefore, one must somehow think of Krishna, whether in a friendly way or inimically. Purport. Impersonalists and atheists always try to circumvent the form of Krishna. Great politicians and philosophers of the modern age even tried to banish Krishna from Bhagavad Gita. Consequently, for them, there is no salvation. But Krishna's enemies think, here is Krishna, my enemy. I have to kill him. They think of Krishna as actual form. Thus, they attain salvation. Devotees, therefore, who constantly think of Krishna's form are certainly liberated. The only business of the Mayavadi atheists is to make Krishna formless. Consequently, because of this severe offense, the lotus feet of Krishna, they cannot expect salvation. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says in this connection, Tena Shirsha Paladi Binna Pratikula Bhavam Dadriksur Yena Eva Narakam Yatiti Bhava. Except for Shishupal, those who go against the regulative principles cannot attain salvation or certainly destined for hellish life. The regular principle is that one must always think of Krishna, whether as a friend or enemy. End of the purport. Vrindavane Ramanareti Prasadabhamo Tatrapi Krishna Balarama Supada Mule Gyanam Parampara Mai Krishna Siddharma Chiptam Dandastadeva Prabhupada Namo Namaste. Sangasara dukkha jalado patitasya kama krodari nakra makarai kavali kritasya durvashana nigaritasya narasrayasya chaitanya chandra mamadehi buddhavalambam jaladara shashivarno gopavesha kishoro sahachara gana brindai kridamana vijesho natabhara jitavesho nilavijitamaradyo jagata janana hei to rama krishna nato asmi Manchakalpatarubhyascha kripasanubhavacha panitanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You better get your questions ready because I'm going to give a very short class. Actually, this shloka is really interesting in many ways. Actually, Parikshit Maharaj was concerned that Agasura got Sarupya Mukti. He goes, he was a demon. How did he get the same form as Krishna? And then Shukadev Goswami replied, you know, Sakrit Yadanga Patimantarahita Manomai Bhagavato Dadogatim Saeva Nityatma Sukhana Bhutyabi Vidastamayo Ya Antirgati. He came puna. He said, this is interesting. It's in 10th canto, chapter 12, verse 39. It's in response to 10th canto, chapter 12, verse 38. Parikshit Maharaj's question. How did he get... He said, anybody who takes the form of Krishna within himself by the mind or whatever, attains devotional service. That's sufficient to award one's liberation. Krishna plunges his devotee in an ocean of bliss, which destroys Maya of those who think of him within himself. What to speak of Agasura? So Agasura actually got Sarupya Mukti. It's interesting. Shishupal offended Krishna 100 times, and he told the mother of Shishupal that I'll kill him, but only after 100 times. It's interesting about Dantavakra also, that Krishna promised that he wasn't going to kill Dantavakra, so he had Balaram do it. Balaram didn't promise, Krishna did, you know. It's interesting. So he had Balaram kill him, you know. It's interesting stuff. It's interesting stuff. Kamat krodat bayadveshat. Either by lust, kama krodat by anger, like Kamsa, or Shishupal, like that. Bayat, fear. Fear means some of the demons like Agasura, like that. They were in fear of Krishna. Dvesha, envy, or anger. And it's usually anger. Vishuddha means anger. And anger with Krishna. Like Pondraka, like that. Kamsa, you know, like that. Kama Krodha Bhaya Dveshuddha. Somehow or other, one should think of Krishna. Now, Prabhupada said that to kill demons, Durga can do that. Krishna doesn't have to appear and do that. Because, you know, all you have to take is one tufan and millions of Bangladeshi, you know, poor farmers, you know, that poor fishermen that kill fish for a living can be killed, you know. Or just one bhumikam, you know, like just recently they had one bhumikam in Nepal, and Nepal wasn't prepared for that. So over 7,000 people were killed. Now, why did it happen? A lot of Nepalese are sinful. They eat meat. So if you eat meat, then you have to be killed. So it's interesting, you know. As it's stated in Panchatantra 2.10, that whatever is destined will happen and cannot be otherwise. Even if you have something in your hand, it's firmly fixed in your hand, but if it's destined to flit, then it will do so. Eventually, it'll flit. Eventually. So it's interesting stuff. What is destined to happen will happen. Can it be otherwise? It's interesting stuff, you know. So, it was destiny. You know, the Bhumikam was destiny, like that. So, Durga can kill many demons. You don't have to have Krishna personally come. So therefore, it's better to be a devotee of Krishna because we make so many mistakes. You know, seva aparada is natural. It happens all the time. If you distribute the Lord's Mahaprasadam and Charanamrita, Krishna will tolerate your existence. And he's the best friend, Surida Sarvabhutanam. He states that in Bhagavad Gita chapter 5, verse 29. So basically, it's necessity is the mother of invention. You need it, you get it. Like that. Anyway, so somehow or another, one should think of Krishna. And it's interesting, in Bhagavad Gita chapter 18, verse 57, Chaitasya sarva karmani maya sanyasya matpara buddhi yoga mapashatya machata satatambhava. The Lord tells Arjuna that always think of me and remain under my protection. Such Krishna consciousness, be always conscious of me. And he promises in the next verse, Chaitasya sarva durgani mataprasada tarususi. If you think about me in any difficult situation, you will cross over all difficulties by my grace. So our business is to think of Krishna, and his business is to do everything else. Our business is to think of Krishna as much as possible, and his business is to do everything else. Basically, I was funny. I was in Dubai and once, and you know, so what will happen? And the deities came in the heart. You with us? What are you worried? All right. Bayat vitiya beniveshitasyat ishame petasya. Bhagavatam says that the duality of fear comes from forgetting Krishna. Viparya smriti, which causes an opposite mentality. Yanamaya to buddha avajatvam bhaktyayake esham guru devatatma. One should worship the spiritual master as the chief, as the sum total of all the demigods. Huh? Like that. And the next shloka says, Avidyatma Avabhati Hidvayo. This is the 11th canto, chapter 3. Jyatura Diya Swapna Mano Ratho Yata. It is just like accepting the duality of the reality of the material world does not exist. It appears to be real according to our limited perception. The perception of a world separate from Krishna is like dreaming and desiring. When we desire to have something or give up something, then we create a reality that has no situation but in the mind. It's the mind's business to accept and reject on the basis of sense gratification. But an intelligent person gives up the tendency to think this world separate from Krishna becomes fearless. At that time, he becomes fearless. So we become fearless when we stop seeing this world as separate from Krishna. If everything belongs to Krishna, then we don't have any fear. We don't have any fear at all. Or care. Hey, we need questions now. Who's going to give questions? The more the merrier. It doesn't matter. External, materialistic, spiritual, doesn't matter. Whatever question it is. The written questions are the best because they allow people to think with their thinking. And it's anonymous. Nobody knows who wrote them. And verbal questions are not as good because it opens you for criticism. Then why are you asking this question? The Sanskrit word manishinam means intelligent. And manu means human being. So if you don't have a question, look in the mirror and ask yourself, am I a human being? He's got one. We need some little kid as the run around.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. You told in Nepal, Bhumikamp happened because of lot of sinful activities are going on over there. People are eating meat. So in Mumbai especially also, we have many slaughterhouses and many people are eating meats. So is it because this Mumbai Bhumikamp is not coming because there are lot of yagyas is going on like Hare Krishna, Mahamantra?
Our businesses try to attract them anyway, you know. Who fights with a samosa? Who argues with a sweet ball? Like in Prabhupada, in Cross Maidan in 1971, he was arguing with somebody. And he goes, that's all right, give him some prasadam. Who argues with a sweet ball? Who fights with a samosa? So prasadam means they're already defeated. Jagannath Rath Yatra is really nice because you're not going to come to the temple, then Lord Jagannath will come and see you. It's interesting stuff, you know. We should try to attract people. And the thing about it is that as long as the devotees try to do that, then Krishna will protect them. Like usually, you know, it's really interesting. Bhumikamp comes and miraculously the devotees are not affected, you know. There was a Bhumikamp, an earthquake caused by some volcanic in Yogyakarta in Indonesia, and it messed the temple up a little bit. So much so that the temple fell down, but it didn't mess up the deities too much. You know, and then it was interesting stuff. In Christchurch, it broke one of the hands of the deities. I don't know. And they had to scrap the whole building. And I don't know if they rebuilt it eventually or not, you know. Christchurch is really heavy earthquake zone, you know, like that. Bhumikamp zone, like that. So, but it's destiny. Just like in Vrindavan, it had hailstones. First time in 30 years, hailstones as big as your fist. And it broke a lot of the Tulsi Shrine stained glass panels. Yow! And I only have 1 lakh in the bank. And you got to pay. You know, you know, it's like this. And she came in the heart. I was asking, what is going on? And she goes, oh, I'll pay for it. Don't worry about it. We'll give you the money to do it. It just means that it was her will. She wanted to change it. She wanted to fix those things. Like that. And when I actually investigated it, I found that some other suppliers can give better glass. Pretty good, you know. Basically, it means she'll fix it. She'll pay for it. Then I got a 1 lakh donation from Dubai devotees. So that boosted my account to 1,95,000. And I'll probably get more in Kuwait, and I'll probably get more in Bahrain when I go there recently in a few days. You know, could do. She'll give, but we don't know how she'll give. In Hari Bhakti Vilas, chapter 9, verse 103 says, Tulsi Tvam Prasida Me. Oh, Tulsi, when you're pleased with me, you know. So she'll give when she's pleased. That's not. This is like, I sent Brajahari an email about the 5 divine trees. And like that. It's pretty good. And in Pune, where I just was at, they have really a lot of open spaces. So I thought, oh, you can put the 5 divine trees. Put about 10 meters between each tree. put some stainless steel sign for education of the public, put a Tulsi shrine in the middle. Could do, you know, like that. So they're asking me for the pramanams about it. And they're also asking me for pramanams. Bhakti Vidya Purnamaraj told me previously that just like there are four divisions of sannyasis, there are four divisions of brahmacharis, grahasas, and vanaprasas. So they asked me for the pramanam for that. But I'm trying to get it. I wrote Prithivardhana Das, and he's taking his sweet time to ask Bhakti Vidya Purnamaraj, his Guru Maharaj, about it. And we'll see. They have a saying in Hindi that we'll believe it when we see it, Dekhna Parega. We'll believe it when we see it. So it's basically the same kind of thing. In order to convince people to go for it, then I'm trying to get pramanams for it. It's pretty good. There is one in Hari Bhakti Valash, the end of Kartik Mahatmyam, about Palash, that if you eat off of that leaf of that tree, that your Ayush will increase. Jagannath Das Babaji Mahasaheb, he thought that somebody was waiting for a chista. He ate the lead plate. Means they got nothing. He lived a long duration of life, so he must have done it regularly. It's a very big tree. It has a big leaf about this big. And it's Brahma Sakshat, Padma Purana says. Not bad. Amla is Saraswati Devi Sakshat. And Vat is Trimurti. Has Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesh in it. Not bad.
Bilpatra.
Good oxygen. So
Bill leaf.
Bale leaf.
Bale leaf.
Bale is good. Parvati Sakshat. The Bilvapatra Rasayanam is used to rejuvenate six people. And the fruit, of course, everybody likes the fruit. But the problem is it takes 1 year to do that fruit. And people don't have patience for 1 year to wait. So they use the kachafal can be put into coals. And when it breaks, then it can be used as a churna for belly problems. Not bad, you know. Hibiscus is number two, gulari, jubal. That flower you can't give to the deities like that. But you can make a tea with it. It's not bad. It's number two in vitamin C. Number one is amla. Number two is vitamin C. And people is Narayan Sakshat. It's interesting stuff. And the reason why, I was asking one Oriya Sannyasi, Vaishnav Swami, how come they have a sitting place under the Vat tree? And he said, well, any decision taken under the Vat tree becomes fixed. This is why the Panchayats make a lot of their decisions under Vat trees. Interesting stuff. You should plant that in a public place. And when the tree gets big, put a sitting place underneath it. Any decision taken under the Vat tree becomes fixed. Not bad. There's a little bush also called Mogra, Billy, which is Lakshmi Sakshat. Small little bush. But don't offer Krishna only a white garland. The night before he died, Kamsa had a dream that he was naked, his head was lopped off, he was smeared with oil, and he was wearing a white garland. So a white garland means please die quick. That's not what we mean. So you have to set it off with some tulsi leaf or some other flower or something like that. Gulab is really a mess because it falls apart. It's good for the deities, it's fragrant for the deities, but it falls apart. You know, it's a mess, you know, like that. And another thing about it, Bombay is noted for the rainy season. So, during the rainy season, if you have a garland on, a gunda or gulab mala, then, and have a strap, a bag strap across the garland, then it can stain your cloth. So, gunda is dangerous, and red gulab is dangerous flower for that. This is why white sannyasis like white, pink, like that. Really good flowers. That won't stain the cloth, you know. It's a mess. Otherwise, in Mayapur, in early February, I had a stain that wouldn't come off. And so I gave some powder, special powder from Russia or from the Middle East. They don't have it in India. That removes the stain. Really good. And the Malik goes, wow, this powder is really good to remove the stain. But it's not available in India. It's not available in India. It's available in Russia or available in the Middle East. Vanish. It makes the stain vanish, but it's really not available in India. Anyway. Or kya?
Hare Krishna. Maharaj, regarding tulsi leaves, many doctors also said, you know, you can have it tulsi leaf as a medicine for your throats and sometimes in other diseases also they describe. They prescribe that you can mix tulsi leaf with this. Some. So how devotee, because we respect tulsi leaves, but other people said, you know, you cannot chew tulsi leaf. So,
oh, they don't have any Sanskrit that you can't chew. You know, I haven't seen the Sanskrit anywhere. It says Vakshana Bayot Pradam, that in Tulsi Upanishad it says Bhakshanat Vayuna Pradum, that she purifies those who chew her leaves. So that's interesting. That's the only pramanam I have about chewing leaves. Oh, people also say that you shouldn't sow Tulsi like that, you know. Wrap a string around it or stick it with a needle, you know. Do something.
It's striking on the throat when we just directly trying to take with Charanamrit. So sometimes we try to, you know, chew also.
Yeah, you could do. But using Tulsi for medicine is very controversial. Because she's Roga Haratva. And Shastra says she's Roga Haratva. Taking Shalagram Tulsi Charanamrit is Roga Haratva. Destroys diseases. Pretty good. The best shloka for Charanamrit I found in 1981 by the Southern Declension of Mukunda Malastotra Shloka 5. You won't find it in the BBT version. Sri Govinda Padambo Jo Marano Maharadabhutam Yatapayano Namuyanti Muyanti Yatapayana. The liquor distilled from Govinda's lotus feet is most amazing. One who drinks that liquor becomes free from intoxication. One who refrains from drinking it becomes intoxicated by material illusions. I thought, wow, this is the best shloka for Charanamrit I ever met. Pretty good. There may be more about Charanamrit. It's pretty famous. Now, Tulsi is Roga Haratva. She destroys diseases. There's even a story about how Tulsi removed the cancer of somebody in Washington, D.C. So, this molecular biologist, his daughter's pulling out her hair thinking, how am I going to help my father? He had fourth-stage leukemia, means going out quick. Fourth stage means going out quick. Fifth stage means you're finished. So, fourth stage means going out quick. So she's pulling her hair, thinking, how am I going to protect my father from his cancer? Bhaktivinoda Thakur came in her dream. Lali, Tulsi is the answer. Don't doubt my words. No, she's a molecular biologist. So she investigated it. She found it. Oh, let me boost my father's immune system by antioxidants. She gave blueberries. She flew in garlands from Hawaii. Offered to Panchatattva, she gave to her father with honey and with gyonki gas ras, you know, wheatgrass juice and la. And his cancer went away. And he went back, so much so he went back to his job in the Pentagon. So you can use Tulsi for medicine as a last resort, basically. Last resort. Now, what constitutes a bona fide small scale industry? If you make it by yourself and you offer it to Krishna, you can get away with it. But what constitutes a bona fide small-scale industry? Another difficulty is that you can't blanket give people permission to do it, because this generation may be good, but their children may not. Like Prabhupada was talking about life members, you better make it quick, make them quick, because their children may not do it. So it's like that. It's the same kind of thing. The next generation is not the same as the older generation. Not as much devotion as the older generation had. So, you can't... It's like a last resort. There's a lot of... In the Ayurvedic medicines, abused of Tulsi. Now, Tulsi creams, Boro Plus, like that, that contains Tulsi. Tulsi shampoo, can't use that. You know, it's like Godred soap. They put Ganga Jal in it. It's a marketing scam. Basically, to get the Hindus, it's a marketing scam. You know, so you can't use, you know, kind of like cinder soap. You know, they're using haldi in it. It's a marketing scam. That's all. It's not so much that they're worried about your health. No, they're worried about the bottom line, selling more to the Hindus and like that. It's a marketing scam. That's all. So you can use Tulsi for medicine as a last resort. Use other things first and use it as a last resort, because you cannot tell people what to do for medicine. Another interesting thing is about cancer destruction was vitamin B17, which is the hard kernel, the soft kernel, within the hard kernel of peaches and apricots. The highest is apricot. You simply take that. It looks like an almond, small almond. You crack that hard seed and you take out the soft seed in between. And those that do that, they don't have any cancer in there. It's interesting stuff. You can do that as a prevention. Just like, for example, I was in Pietermaritzburg, which is the northernmost part of South Africa where papaya grows. And a bird, I was circumambulating a house there, devotee house there, and I saw a crow land on a papaya, bit off a little bit of the leaf, and fly away. And the leaf was broken like hell and had a lot of bird stool on it. And I thought, this bird can't be stupid. So I Googled and I got it, and Wikipedia said, yeah, the seeds are good for diabetes too. It's cheaper than insulin. You don't have to take all of them. You can take some of them, grind it up into a paste, throw it in your back of your throat. Like it's bale. It's bitter as hell. Just taking a piece of paper, throw it in the back of your throat, and take a little fruit to remove the bitterness. Take a little fruit afterwards to destroy the bitterness. You don't have to take all of it. So I'm taking green papaya vegetable, which is really good in the rainy season. You can take it at 10 o'clock at night and get up at 2 in the morning. It's a fruit. It won't mess you up. And I found out that green papaya salad and green papaya sabji is the same thing. So if you don't have any fire, which I don't very much because of hypothyroidism, my thyroid gland in charge of metabolism is Kamjor, very lazy and weak. So therefore, I don't have any desire. In the evening time, I have very less desire. And even if you have desire to eat something, very quickly it goes away. Like Prabhupada said, that a young person cannot eat too much, old person cannot eat too little. Orca.
Thank you very much, Maharaj, for elaborately clarifying the doubts. Hare Krishna.
Hey, we need some more questions. Hey, looks like we're not getting any questions. Is it time for Purgama? Digna Purega. Kya hua?
Kama, Desha, Bhaya in the extreme can be bhakti. So it's which the previous shloka. This is bhaktiya, what is there on the last? So how this comes?
Gopya kamad bayat kamso dvesha chaya deyo nripa. Shishupala, another king's by envy. The other is by the familial relationship. Sambhanad vrishnaya sneha yuyam bhaktya vayam vibho.
My question is this, like in Prema Bhakti Chandrika, Srila Narottam Das Thakur, he rejected all from devotional service, pure devotional service. Here in the Bhagavatam it says, on the extreme of these, all these things, kam, krodh, bhaya, desha, they attain salvation of Krishna. So on the conditional level of Vaidhi Bhakti, how you can use this? Analogies.
There are six shatrus, six enemies. Narottam Das says in Prema Bhakti Chandrika that five of the six are okay. it was very interesting. Srila Rupa Goswami says that Vrindadevi is wearing blue, and Srila Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur says red. So, one Sanskrit pundit goes, my God, this is the first time I've seen both acharyas disagree with each other. And then I presented that the artist wrote that both, that she's dressed in blue and red also. She had a red choli and a red gum and a red chadar like that. And I asked Dina Bhandu, he goes, oh, come on, Vrijavasi girls dress in so many colors. What are you worrying? Very interesting, you know. I think that they asked me this interesting question. In UK, one devotee asked me, because it says, Vrindadevi's anger is in the mode of ignorance, and her pleasure is in the mode of goodness. In this way, we have two colors, black and green, Tulsi. The black is dear to Krishna, the green is more dear to Krishna. And the head pujari goes, how are we supposed to understand this slogan? I said, we'll have to eat this for a long time. So basically, if it's so cool, we should get more pramanams about it. The more pramanam, then you help understand what to do. You know. My godbrother Urjaswara just recently left his body, a massive heart attack on Ekadasi. He was the temple commander in Los Angeles in 1975. Temple commander's got to get the work done. So he said, excuses are like elbows. Everyone's got two. These guys are so damn puffed up, they got four excuses. They think they're forearm. They got four excuses. That was hilarious about him. He was an hilarious guy. He said something more, but I can't repeat that. He was an hilarious fellow. Yeah, about this. It appears to be contradictory, but it's not contradictory. You probably have to get more pramanams to chew on it, to understand it, what the acharya is saying. You know, like that. Is there a tikka? Prem Bhakti Chandrika tikka? Huh? Ananda Das Babaji has written a tikka. So fine. So what does that say about that sloka?
In Nectar of Devotion, describing Shuddha Bhakti, so it says, Gana Karma Anabritam. So Shuddha Bhakti is, you know, Gana Karma Adi Anabritam. Here, Rupa Goswami quoting this verse, that Jena Kupaya Vena Mano Niveshayat. So this is not, the quote you can use in our sadhana bhakti, in Vaidhi bhakti, as a means.
You can use it. It started in the Bhagavatam. Our previous acharyas are quoting it. We can use it. What's very interesting is because Rupa Goswami is our acharya. He says, Yatha Padme. It's stated in Padma Purana. But if you won't find it in the Nag publications, Padma Purana, for love or money. That shloka. This means that 450 years ago, the Padma Purana edition that Rupa Goswami used is no longer extant today. It's interesting stuff. Gopi Puranadhan said that many Puranas are interpolated. So, the marriage of Shalaram and Tulsi, Dinabandhu Baba, now he has a son of Radharaman, of Bhagavad Das, Radharaman Das, do the yajna. The marriage of Shalaram and Tulsi, he does it, the son of Bhagavad Prasad. But previously, he had some karmakandic Brahmin do it from underground, and that's boring as hell, you know. So I left it. And then I saw Gopi Puranadhan waiting outside to go back to Govardhan. I go, you can't do that. So I grabbed him and brought him in the middle of the garden and I asked him questions. And so one of the questions was, how are we supposed to judge a Purana if it has no commentary and it might be interpolated? He said, take that evidence with a grain of salt. Maybe yes, maybe no. And if it's so cool, then why it's not mentioned in other Puranas? Just like, for example, the marriage of Radha Krishna is mentioned in Brahma Bhavarta Purana. So I kind of threw it over my shoulder because in Bandirvan, the cowherd boys have a lot of pastimes with Krishna and Balaram, more so than the marriage of Radha Krishna. If it's so cool, why it's not mentioned in other Puranas? But it was mentioned in Garga Samhita. Somebody asked Gargacharya, are you going to do the marriage of Radha Krishna? He goes, nah, Brahma will do it in Bandirvan. So I thought, well, that's interesting, you know. Maybe it's true. I'm waiting for a third pramanam. If you have one pramanam, that's interesting, but most people don't change their habits. If you have two, it's better, but most people don't change their habits. If you have three, without a doubt, it's true. If you have four, stop thinking and start doing. This is why our acharyas in Hari Bhakti Vilas, they give a lot of arguments for their ideas to convince people. The more the merrier, the more pramanas you got, the more the merrier it is. It's interesting stuff. So you probably have to look. One Tikkacharya, if you have Shraddha, there's one person's guru is another person's sadhu is another person's ordinary man. So even one commentary is, if he's your guru, then okay. But otherwise, one person's guru is another person's sadhu is another person's ordinary man. So you can accept it or reject it as you like. Sadhu Pramanam and Guru Pramanam is basically teaching you, telling you how you should understand Shastra Pramanam. Shastra Pramanam is the main Pramanam. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita chapter 16, verse 24, the last shloka there, that you should discriminate what should be done and what should not be done by the Sanskrit. Knowing that, you deserve to act like that. So, Shastra Pramanam is the main thing. As Narottam Das says, Shastra Guru Sadhu Vakya, Chitta te kariya aikya, arana kariya manayas. Shastra vakyam, guru vakyam, and sadhu vakyam. These three things make up my mind, and I don't want anything else there. You know, so that's basically it, you know. But in this case, you probably have to chew a little bit more. You probably have to shine a little bit more. Even one pramanam, even one commentary on that shloka may not be enough. Likely, you probably have to get more. There is a joke. If you haven't seen your sister in 40 years, you can Google and get her on Facebook. You can Google. 95% of the time, you get the answer. I was doing my Tulsi shrine, a stained glass panel. So, I asked, it was Vidagdha Madhava chapter 7, Gauri Tirtha Vihara Leela. So I asked Rina Devi, what does Gauri Devi look like? She came in the heart, why don't you Google and get it? I was shocked. I got it. She's got four hands. She has a white sari with a golden border. And in her four hands, she's got a bell, a mirror, a mala, and a citron fruit. And I Googled and got the citron fruit, what it looks like. And Krishna has the same four hands. It was stated that Jyotila goes, Rhonda, your devotion for the goddess is so much that she came out of her form to greet you. It means Krishna's disguise has to have the same. And I asked Bhakti Gaurava Narayan Swami, can you see Krishna? No, that's an offense. You can't see Jyotish Krishna. That's an offense to Krishna's desire, disguise. You can't recognize Krishna. Nato nate yato yata. As Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 8 says, just like a dancing actor is not recognized by the public. So you can't recognize it. It's very interesting. that Abhimanyu wanted to take Radharani to Mathura, and so Purnamasi Devi, elderly Purnamasi Devi, said, think nothing of it. But Abhimanyu wasn't dissuaded, so she told Vrindadevi, very serious, you better tell Krishna. So Krishna was with Padman Shaivi, two girls, two associates of Chandravali Gopi in Gauri Tirthavihar area. And so Vrindadevi came and told Krishna the story. And he goes, we must stop Abhimanyu from taking Radharani to Mathura. I want a disguise that will steal Radharani's mind. And Madhu Mangal said, I saw Padma Gopi with some white cloth in Gauri Tirtha area. Excellent, Krishna said. I'll use that cloth. You become my sister. And Vrindadevi nodded her head in agreement. Rupa Goswami says that she's making a peacock for Bandir. The goddess of Bandirvan, Nikunja Vidya, has entered the temple and is making an earring made out of a peacock feather. So Nikunja Vidya was Krishna's disguise. And so Padman Shaivi goes, we've never seen her before. And he goes, you don't know my sister, the goddess of my sister, Nikunja Vidya, the goddess of Bandirvan? No, we haven't seen her before. It means the Krishna goes, wow, my disguise is pretty good. I thought, oh, Krishna is Shyama Sundar and Gauri is fair. So how did he do that? Matsya Avatar goes, the Mool Shloka and the Tikka doesn't say how he did that. He just says his disguise is pretty good. He didn't. And Prabhupada said, oh, just wait till you go there, you know. And any such questions about the spiritual world, he said, oh, just wait till you go there. Like that. I can't find out. How did he do that, you know? It's interesting stuff. You know, another one interesting stuff was a song spoken by Gaur Govinda Maharaj about that Krishna became a vairagi. And he said, and has Vyagra Charma, tiger skin cloth. So the stained glass penny that I put has saffron cloth in it. So I asked Vaishnava Swami, he goes, not a very serious mistake. If you get some money, you can change it. Not a very serious mistake. You just take that out, give it back to the stained glass guys, and have them change that piece of glass. Could do. You know. Then you got to caulk it and put it back together. Could do. It's interesting. So what happened was Radharani was in Amman. Krishna was with Chandra or something like that. You know, Radharani's cousin. Krishna was with Chandravali. Radharani was in Amman. So Krishna didn't come for the rendezvous. So then Radharani became angry. No black dresses. No black dresses. All you girls got to change your hair. You got to dye your hair. No, nothing black. No black picture frames. Nothing black. Krishna goes, this is serious. Vrindadevi goes, you have to think of me. You do what I say. Well, what do you recommend? So Vrindadevi gave Krishna some saffron cloth. He goes, throw away your saffron cloth, your sikhi pitcher, and your flute. So Krishna became a baba. So then he went to Yavata, playing on an ektar, chanting Radha's name. And so Vishakha goes, there's a baba outside. Baba, just give babas what they want. They want some rotis. No, he's not hungry. He wants to see you. What does he want? He says, you're angry with somebody. It's not good for your health. I'm not going to do that. No. Pop Lagi, really? So she gave Krishna, he asked for her jealous anger, and he gave it to her. And Krishna went, threw off his sannyas cloth, put on his yellow dhoti and his peacock feather and his flute, and came back, and Radharani couldn't be angry with him because she promised. And it was all done by Vrindadevi. Vrindadevi did the whole thing. Pretty cool. Vrindadevi also gave Krishna disguise once, disguised Krishna as Abhimanyu, the so-called husband, Ayana Ghosh, the so-called husband of Radharani, and the gopis beat him up. Beat up the real Abhimanyu. Look, he's disguised as me, and the gopis beat him up. Pretty interesting stuff. Vrindadevi gave that disguise also to Krishna. Pretty cool. Interesting things. So with these kind of stuff, you just have to chew it a little, really a long time, you know. It's interesting, in the next shloka, 279 says, Yatha Radha Praya Vishnos Tulasi Chatato Arika. As Lakshmi Devi is dear to Lord Vishnu, Tulsi is even more dear. Prabhupada mentions in Bhagavatam, 3rd canto, chapter 16, verse 21, that Lakshmi Devi sometimes has to go to her devotees. She's chanchal in that way. She sometimes has to, she's flickering, she has to go to her devotees. But Tulsi never leaves the lotus feet of the Lord. She's better. She's like a Lakshmi. She'll pay for it if she wants to. She'll pay for it. You know, she's not a poor girl. Not only that, she's a good architect. Brahma creates in the mode of passion. Lord Shiva annihilates in the mode of ignorance. But only Vishnu can maintain. And maintenance is sometimes more expensive than tearing it down and building it all over again. So I have to maintain my shrine. And it's hell. It's not easy. So there's a 400 kilo stained glass panel above, the biggest one, above Tulsi. It's like 8 foot by 8 foot, wearing 400 kilos. And I had to change the plexiglass because the heat of the hot Indian summer made the plexiglass warp. So I asked her, what to do now? She says, just put a bamboo jali around my form, bring it down, change the plexiglass, put it back up. And I told that to the construction guys. He said, brilliant idea. Why didn't we think of that? So she's a good architect too. She can fix something. And she can give you brains how to fix something. And if you need to pay for it, oh man, she'll jump. It was funny. I was in Wales talking about getting a lamp. In cold climates, get a lamp or Tulsi. So one lady goes, how am I going to convince my husband of this expenditure? Because they have, in UK, they got expenses. They got expenses on top of their bills. You know, you think you got a bad. No, you got. Bombay's pretty good place to live in comparison to Wales. Really expensive. So I said, I got an idea. When you see her, if you have a hundi in front of her, when you see her, put a British coin in the slot. Ta! And then at the end of the end of 180 days, 6 months, you've got your lamp. There you are. Here's your 180 pounds, you know, like that. And at the end of 7 months, I got an email from the girl. I can't believe it. We did that. And we got money business we never saw before, money flying all over the place. She's not a poor girl. She'll pay for it. You know? She's not a poor girl. She'll pay for it. Don't worry about it. One has to be indefatigably determined, you know. If you're ready, if you have Putri Baba, then she's ready to be your mother. But you have to be prepared to pay for everything, you know. It's like I'm in anxiety. My God, how am I going to do this? You know, it's like 3 lakhs worth of damage. I'll pay for it. Don't worry about it. I'll provide it. You know, she said, God knows how she'll do it. When she's pleased, she'll do it. That's all. You pay. Pleased or not, you pay. And then anxiety, my God. I only have 1 lakh in the bank. Slightly less than 1 lakh. In the bank. 95,000. Then devotees gave 1 lakh. Pretty good from Dubai. And I'll likely get more from Kuwait and from Bahrain when I go. Not bad. She'll pay for it. I'm pursuing it. I'm trying to get quotes. I'm pursuing it because I know she's not a poor girl. She'll pay for it. When she's pleased, she'll pay for it. Hey, it's time for parikrama. 7 times around Govardhan Shilas is 1 Govardhan Parikrama without buying a plane ticket. Sastan Varya. There's one person who resides in Radhakunda. That, see, from Kadasi to Purnima, it's really difficult to find a slot on the Parikrama mark, you know, for Govardhan Parikrama. So one resident of Radhakunda does Parikrama around the Jibya Mandir, the tongue of Govardhan, 7 times. That equals the same, you know. So 7 times around Govardhan Shilas is 1 Govardhan Parikrama without buying a plane ticket.